Renee headed over to where Eddie the bondsman was sitting. He smiled at her as she approached. Eddie Romano owned Bad Boys Bonds. Under the phone number on his card it read, "'Cause your mama wants you home." It was rumored that Eddie's family was connected, in an Italian way. His dad was known as Joey the Realtor, because if Joey was looking for you, you were buying the farm.
And good morning to you, Miss Rose. What's up?
Eddie, look, I need to bail this guy out, Renee said, nodding her head over to the jury box.
What guy?
Eddie said, puzzled, tipping to the left to see around her.
You mean the terrorist? What, are you kidding me?
He's a student from Iran that my mother is sponsoring. His transfer just got all screwed up and he ended up waiting on the beach. He didn't know where to go, is all. She found herself mimicking Eddie's speech mannerisms in an unconscious effort to win him over. Eddie began to smirk.
Kinda young for you, ain't he?
Cut it out, Ed. I feel bad for him. Haven't you ever felt bad for somebody who was in trouble? Eddie thought about that for a moment before firmly answering,
No.
Figures with your little itty-bitty heart. Come on, she said, thinking how upset her mother was going to be. Come on, bail him out for me. Renee continued to speak to Eddie, her voice soft, working him, because she knew Eddie wouldn't make enough money on this job to buy a cup of coffee, and it would strictly be a favor for her. And anyway, I'm going to talk to the state. Maybe they'll drop the case. Did you see his sheet? It's a nothing charge. Hardly worth pursuing. It'll be my problem. And it sure would be her problem. She needed to get this charge dropped, or he might not be able to stay in the United States. If she couldn't get it dropped, maybe she'd fib and say he took off. Of course, letting him go on the lam was against the law, aiding and abetting and all that. On the other hand, loitering on the beach wasn't exactly bank robber status. Listen, I'll steer some big-time crook your way first chance I get, Renee said, raising her right hand. Promise.
Okay, Ren, but I want cash. Get me the case number.
Renee retrieved her handbag and the docket sheet. While she was peeling off $5 bills, a man approached from her left and broke in on her dealings with Eddie.
You're not going to pay that man's bond, are you?
He asked. His voice was a little raspy, but the incredulous tone rang clear. Then he fell into a terrible coughing fit. Renee bristled, annoyed at his intrusion, his tone, and him coughing close to her. She dismissed him with a backhanded wave. If you're sick, you need to step away from me, she said, studying the bills in her hand before handing them to Eddie.
I'm not sick, I just swallowed wrong.
Do I know you? She flung over her shoulder. What concern is this of yours? She turned to give the man a venomous look, a practiced look, a look many have backed off from. And there he was, Detective Anthony freaking Graciano.